Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast, episode number 67. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Mondays with Mello. And today, I'm definitely delving into something really good. And the subject is most people can't go on your journey. And the reality of it is you have to believe in yourself in this journey, and you also have to embrace it. Now, let's get started. The one thing I can tell people and tell y'all is most people cannot go on the journey that you're on. And here's why. See, you have the people who settle for mediocrity and will complain about their lives and pretty much not do a thing about it. And then there are those people who really want to do better and work their butts off and work on their craft on a daily basis to get to where they want to be. It's always one or the other when it comes to your life journey. It's a black and white ordeal. There really is no gray areas in that department, at least in my eyes. It's most of the time one or the other. It's the people who have settled into what society tells them to be and what society wants them to be, and they're good with that. They're good with, you know, their corporate America job, paying their bills, retiring, and living maybe 10 to 12 years after retirement. Now, with that said, most of the people that I know are perfectly fine with their lives and where they are and in their lives. They have, like I said, they have their desk jobs. You know, they go to the gym here and there. A lot of people don't go to the gym at all. They watch their ratchet television shows with no substance, wait for Friday, and then go enjoy their weekends. And those are the people who will not understand your goals, your vision, and you striving for greatness. Nor will those people necessarily support you either. So pretty much don't have any expectations from them. Now, very, very few people will actually support you because they know what you're doing, and they know that they don't necessarily have the mental drive to do what you're doing, but they're proud of you and where you're going in your life, and they're going to do their part. And that's a very, very, very small percentage. Those are going to be people you can pretty much count on your fingers. Now, the ones who don't support you want to see the end results when the lights are shining on you. They'll sit and pretty much watch your journey on social media, whether you choose to post that kind of content. They'll like all your posts. And then when you come out of the dark tunnel and the lights are on you, they'll be the first ones to say they know you. They'll be the first ones to congratulate you. And to be honest, you've got to be very, very careful of those people. Always remember, there are very few people who know you and your journey. Most people know of you and will play the role of saying or thinking that they do know you. I will sit here and contest that. Maybe about 4 to 5 people, give or take, really know me and know my journey and know what I'm dealing with and going through on a daily basis. The rest just know of me, and they don't really know what I'm going through and know the journey. And I'm going to say this to you, and I'm going to say this to you now. This, what I'm going through right now, is going to be a lot of what you guys are going to go through too. You're going to have those people who are going to say, oh my God, I know so-and-so. No, you don't. You really don't. You know of me, you know whatever I choose to post and share with you on social media, but you don't know the battles that I'm going through. And most people are not going to know the battles that you're going through to get to where you want to be. They're not going to know when you're tired. They're not going to know when you don't want to get up and do certain things. They're not going to know how dedicated you have to be to live a certain lifestyle as far as eating right and exercising and making sure your mental health is right and working on your goals on an everyday basis and not hanging out with them because they're a distraction to what you're trying to do and where you're trying to go. So honestly, you're going to lose a lot of friends along the way. You're going to have a few. You may have one hand of friends, to be honest. And if you have that many, you're blessed beyond measure. That's what I will truthfully say. And you'll have family members who won't understand and support your journey either. They may do a little something, but they're not going out of their way. They're not reposting your content. They're not doing any of that because they're focused on themselves. It's an individualistic mentality type of life that we live. And I always say that, and I always preach that. And there's very few people who are going to say, okay, this is my best friend, or, oh, this is my family member, or whoever they are to you that's going to post something on their social media pages and share what you're doing. They'll share all that stuff that you're doing. Sorry, I had to pause on a word because I was getting ready to go rated R when I have to keep this PG-13 on my podcast. But, they'll post all this stuff when you're, you know, when the lights are shining on you. And that's not the goal. The goal is to, you know, try to shine light on you when you're in that dark tunnel. So the best thing I can tell you is really to just keep going. And I know it sounds cliche, and I know I say that a lot on my podcast, but people are not going to understand. And I say these things because I've experienced it myself. And, you know, you only can learn from experience. And that's the best way I can say on things. Whatever your goals are, you know, you just got to keep striving for them. When you accomplish one, move on to the next one. Continually set goals for yourself. It's pretty much how you're going to stay motivated. The people that are around you, a lot of them are not really going to motivate you that much. And they do say the people that you have around you will determine how far you go. That has a lot of truth to it. It's not the whole truth. There are people who are going to say, oh, like, yeah, let's go hang out, or, hey, let's go do this, let's go do that. If you don't have the time, or you really don't want to make that time, don't, because the next time that person is going to want to do something else the next week and the next week and the next week. And before you know it, you're pretty much doing what they're doing, which is living a life of monotony and looking for something to entertain you. And I'm not saying don't watch your TV shows or watch your sports or, you know, do the things that, you know, relax you or make you happy. But I am saying to do it in moderation and know when it's time to, you know, shut all that off, shut all that down, and do the things that you need to do. And that is, you know, less social media, less watching of TV shows sometimes. You know, that's what DVR is for. You can come when you finish what you want to finish, then you can go back to it. But like I said, a lot of people are not going to be able to go on this journey that you're on. They mean well, but they don't realize that there's a lot of sacrifices that you'll need to do in order to get to where you want to be. And it doesn't make sense to them now. It makes sense to them later. And if you sit and you look at a lot of people who are very successful, you know, in their lives, it doesn't have to be necessarily anyone as far as athletes or entertainers. Let's just look at motivational speakers, like, in a nutshell. If you look at motivational speaker Eric Thomas, he's one of the best, you know, pretty much in the world. And he really has a small circle, and he does it for a reason. He's not where he is by having a whole large group of people that are constantly distracting him from what his purpose is. And I think that's another part of this. Most people can't go on your journey because they don't understand your purpose. They don't understand that your purpose comes before hanging out, having fun, and clowning around. So I want you guys to really sit and think about who is understanding of your journey, who is understanding of knowing that you have your purpose in your life, and that when they reach out to you and you can't hang out, they understand and know. Or when they want to, you know, clown around and talk about things that really aren't relevant to life, that you have to get work done, that they understand all of that. Think about that. If you have 20 people around you, I need you to really cut 10 of them out, because honestly, there are at least 10 that are not of benefit to you. And I'm being very, very honest. So with that said, that's my podcast for today. I thank you guys for listening continuously every week. There's a lot more of great content coming your way, so stay tuned. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.